Mere excess in food is much less valuable than delicacy. Its chief use is as a kind of artillery preparation for attacks on chastity. On that, as on every other subject, keep your man in a condition of false spirituality. Never let him notice the medical aspect. Keep him wondering what pride or lack of faith has delivered him into your hands, when a simple inquiry into what he has been eating or drinking for the last 24 hours would show him whence your ammunition comes, and thus enable him, by a very little abstinence, to imperil your lines of communication. If he must think of the medical side of chastity, feed him the grand lie which we have made the English humans believe, that physical exercise in excess and consequent fatigue are specially favourable to this virtue. How they can believe this, in the face of the notorious lustfulness of sailors and soldiers, may well be asked. But we use the schoolmasters to put the story about. Men who were really interested in chastity as an excuse for games, and therefore recommended games as an aid to chastity. But this whole business is too large to deal with at the tail end of a letter. Your affectionate uncle, Screwtape.